punch for a... Oh, for the men of the cloth. Oh, God. This place is a mess. Oh, chicken feathers all over the floor. Brogan prints. Half-chewed chunks of tobacco. Ah, these southern preachers, can they bop you one? Oh, my God. What was that?
Face down in the mud. Yeah. Hey. Hubert. Hey, Hubert. What's the matter with you? Your face all covered with black mud. You look as though...
Why? Sure, of course. Why not?
Sir, something's happening.
What now?
Jez Grew is receding.
What?
30% fewer cases in Ithaca, Schenectady cured, Syracuse rallying Troy, calm and normal.
Oh, Lord, can it be? The maiden snatched from the dragon's jaws and all that jazz. Hello? The Hierophant speaking.
Looks like you made it.
Thank you, Mr. Walter Mellon. Yes, we've come through again.
May I make a suggestion?
Of course. Your counsel is extremely valuable to the Wallflower Order.
This is the way I look at it. At the rate of radio sales, $600 million worth will be sold by 1929, correct?
That is true, Mr. Walter Mellon.
Suppose people don't have the money to buy radios.
It would be an interesting precaution against this Jez Grew thing, isn't that so?
I don't get what you're driving at, Mr. Mellon.
Well, the liquidity of Jez Grew has resulted in hyperinflated situation. All you hear is more increased growth. Suppose we shut down a few temples.
Temples?
I mean banks. Take money out of circulation. How would people be able to support the appendages of Jez Grew? The cabarets, the juke joints, and the speaks. Suppose we put a tax on the dance floors and get out of circulation Jez Grew carriers like musicians. Arrest them on trumped-up drug charges. Suppose we subsidize the hundreds of symphony orchestras across the country.
Arts funding?
Yes. Have government-sponsored waltz-boosting campaigns. Disperse the art from the art detention center so that if the Mutafika strike again, all the pillage won't be in one place.
Sounds excellent, Mr. Mellon, but...
But?
But wouldn't that result in a depression?
A depression? Maybe. But it will put an end to Jez Grew's resiliency. And if a panic occurs, it will be a controlled panic.
It will be our panic.
Well, if you think it will work, by all means, activate your plan, Mr. Walter Mellon.
Good. I'm glad you see it that way.
Yes, the Hierophant speaking.
Ich bedauere, wir haben es vorausgesagt. Die,
Who is this?
Die Teutonen.
The Teutonics. What do you want?
Wir haben es erwartet. Den Templern ist es nicht gelungen, die zweite Phase ihres Plans erfolgreich durchzuführen.
All right, the Templars failed. I said, what do you want?
Wir schlagen ihnen vor, einen anderen unserer Kandidaten den Heiligen Gral finden zu lassen.
Another candidate... For a go at the Grail. Who is the candidate?
Wir haben einen Hausmaler auf dem Balkon erwarten.
A house painter in the balcony. Okay. Bring him downstairs to front row center.
Dankeschön. Dankeschön. Sehr gut.
What will be the ruse this time? Territorial claims? National honor? What?
Er hat ein paar neue politische Ideen.
Really?
Original.
An original.
Stringy, lumpy, bales dancing. Beneath this center lies the bird.
Whoops. Sorry, didn't mean to disturb you.
Oh, that's all right.
I was just thinking about the deaths of Charlotte, Berbalang, and Abdul Hamid.
You think there's a connection?
There's a thread that...
Wish we could find the text.
Abdul must have had it.
He was onto something. I don't know this epigram he left.
Well, I think I'll go take in a shuttle.
Where are you going? To a talkie?
No, I thought I'd go to the Cotton Club. There's a terrific comedy team called the Warping Wolf. They imitate third-rate literary critics. And there's the Dancing Bales, a tap dance group that taps so that the floorboards begin to creak.
Say that again.
The Dancing Bales, they tap so that the floorboards begin to creak.
Come on, let's go.
What? Where?
No time to explain. Let's go.
The gathering is held in a villa located on Irvington on Hudson. Princes of Europe rub elbows with Harlem poets, playwrights, painters, publishers, producers, sports figures, middle-aged Byron Shelley quoting Negro professors, thrilled by their newly found Negroness. The major domo announces the entrance of a woman County Cullen called the Queen of Ubangi. On one side of her is Hinkle von Vampton, and on the other, the talking android.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the pleasure of introducing tonight Mr. Hinkle von Vampton, editor of a very thrilling, delightful, and inspiring magazine, The Bombay Master.
The Benign Monster.
Oh, I stand corrected. The Benign Monster, which recently was banned in Boston and has a colored man writing for it. Mr. von Vampton has brought with him this evening a man he considers one of the most exciting young poets to come on the scene. A man who is the dominant figure in Negro letters today. A man who, like no one else, captures the complexity of Negro thought. Mr. Herbert Sa- Mr. Hubert Safecracker Gould.
The hostess and von Vampton take their seats as Hubert Safecracker Gould, white gloves, black face, black tuxedo, walks to the back of the stand and begins to read his epic, Harlem Tom Toms.
Oh, Harlem, great Negro sea of unrest, allow me to dip my feet into the black waters where chippies swim like sad-eyed fish. Oh, Harlem, if you are a sea, why, that makes Lenox Avenue one of your many swift currents grappling me as I beckon to big black bucks. Lifeguards on the shore, up on the shore of Harlem, where jazz is a bather writhing in the sand, where dipper mouth trumpets summon the tides, root-a-toot, 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 and the tom-toms play in seashells, the bloom, the bloom, the bloom-loom, yonder. What is that yonder? What is that I see over there? Could that be some white liner invading our sea, O Harlem? Polluting our waves, dirtying our crests, O Harlem? Let us torpedo the mother. Get rid of the bitch before she collides with us, the steamship of the White Whore. Dreadful mistress who has ruined many a sea. Trumpets, some of them.
I don't want them.
Screaming them, making them.
Move out of the way, lady.
You ain't society, and you ain't no money. You ain't no artist, and you don't have no degree.
Lady, let me introduce you to my .22 caliber.
Oh, Lord.
Hinkle von Vampton and Hubert Safecracker Gould, come quietly.
Well, what is the meaning of this intrusion?
Who are these men?
I'm Hank Rollins, the art critic. Yes, the boss. Herman, explain your actions.
This is the meaning. That's right. Hubert Safecracker Gould is a white man in blackface.
Excuse me and pardon me.
That's as far as you're going, Hinkle.
We won't yield these gentlemen until you explain rationally and soberly what they are guilty of.
Yeah, that's right.
Looks like we're going to have to explain them.
Looks that way. Well, it all began thousands of years ago in Egypt.
You all may as well have a seat. This may take a while.